Abraham Lincoln's always good for a quote or two. And he said, character is like a tree, and reputation like the shadow. The shadow is what we think about. The tree is the real thing. This is Thought for Today, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Thought for Today, Lincoln's quote, character is like a tree and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think about. The tree is a real thing. What's the name of the movie we saw last night?
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill
Hunting.
Hunting is his last name?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Goodwill Hunting. Now, Goodwill Hunting was a movie recommended to us, and I started listening to it last night, but abandoned it shortly. It had a very charming content idea to it, and excuses for being naughty and excuses for being disrespectful to the English language. Now, you can go into any bar and you can hear that language. You can go into any bordello or any whorehouse or something and you can hear that language, I imagine. But for me, it was not language suitable for my audience, for what I would like to watch. And you say, well, Herb, aren't you persnickety? No. It's just that if I look at pornographic literature, I'll soon say that's acceptable literature to read. The more I look at it, the more acceptable it becomes. I haven't started looking at it, so I haven't a problem there. But I know how this psychological principle works. The more you watch baseball and get excited about baseball, pretty soon you're very interested in baseball. You become a rabid follower of it, and that's fine for baseball. But think about where our character is formed. How is our character formed? Our character is formed by the values that we have and the things that we feel are important. Now, many people will jump on us because we have values that seem to be different than other people. And they'll try to destroy us because we stand up for the values. They'll look for every little chink in our armor. They'll want to destroy our reputation and our character because they'll say that, you know, look at this, you did that. You know, you drink wine, you know, you smoked a pipe, and you did this and that, you see. And they want to say all these little things. Anytime you are on a pedestal or you put yourself on a pedestal, then be sure there's going to be many people eager to topple you down and crash your feet of clay. Now, character is like a tree. Character is who we are. Are you the same type of person under all circumstances? Are you always a responsible, good person, a loving person? Or are you sometimes loving and sometimes not? Are you sometimes a person who is generous with the world, and are you other times not? What is the world in which you live? What is the position you hold in the world in which you live? Is it a position you hold because someone gave it to you? Or is it a position you hold because it's your nature, it's your reality, it's your character? Character is a lot of fun. I meet people constantly in counseling, and they tell me they're having problems. And I'll say, that's true, you're having problems. Nobody else but you. And they'll say, well, why doesn't anybody like me? They'll say, why have I got a disease? Why am I in poverty? Why do I have problems? And I say, you have all those things because you're living in your reputation and not in your character. If you were living in your character, you would have everything your heart desires, because character brings us everything our heart desires. Reputation, we have to live up to. Character, we are. What is your character? What is your values? We watched this movie, and it had been recommended by several people who I thought had good taste, and I was waiting for the movie to take a turnaround, and it got deeper and deeper in debt. They kept using the four-letter word in its variable forms constantly, virtually at least once to every sentence. Mm-hmm. And that just got a little heavy for me. And I waited, and finally I just got up and left. And I shouldn't have seen it in the first place, because it is something that is contrary to my character. It's contrary to what I believe, it's contrary to what I think, and it's contrary to what I want in my consciousness. Now, no matter what redeeming features you look at the film to find, what excellent acting, and Robin Williams was in there, and so forth and so on. But the thing is, it was just a sleazy film. It was just a swearing film, a poor language film, that every other word was a swear word. And throughout the film, the part that I watch, it was a constant put down on women. It was a constant put down on mothers, a constant put down on family values, a constant put down on everything of that nature. And I thought, gee, somewhere it's going to have to make a big turnaround to redeem itself from all these things that it put down. And now whether it ever redeemed itself, I don't know. The reviews that we have read here by a dozen authors here, a dozen viewers, all said it was just superb. What a wonderful film. What a wonderful set of characters. And it won great awards and things like that. Well, if every home had that language in it, if every home, say 80% of the homes had that language in it, it would be an accepted language. But if they don't, every mother would wash her child's mouth with soap if the mother found them saying things like that. Every father would beat the tar out of his kid if he ever heard him saying things like that, except the father says it and the son says it together. You know, it's just a common parlance when they do it. And so, but it's not an acceptable thing. And character puts you to work doing acceptable things. Character is when you do not partake of things that are not desirable. Now, we watched Forrest Gump. Now, Forrest Gump was a tough, tough, tough movie and a tough boy. In that movie, Forrest Gump was in some pretty rugged situations. He never once lost his character. Never once did he say a foul word if another person had said it around him. He showed the purity of character by how he acted and how he was. Forrest Gump was mistreated by life. Oh my, was he mistreated by life. And in this movie last night, they said the boy was mistreated by his father, was abused by his father. Well, could he ever be abused even more than Forrest Gump was? I mean, that's really quite a tough situation. And never once did he lose his character. Now, if this young man in the movie last night had been had had a character of any kind or developed a character of any kind, he would not hold that as the reason for his being a foul ball. We can all give excuses for things and reasons why life is tough. We can all give excuses for that. And Rex, put it down. And then we have a problem. Rex just took one of the practitioner letters that we were getting ready to mail and said, hey, you haven't gotten this out yet. That person is waiting for it. And he brought it to our attention. Now, think on these things. Character is like a tree. And that tree is the real thing. That tree is the man, the woman, the values. And reputation is like a shadow. And the shadow is what we think of, but the tree is the real thing. Can we get behind the reputation? Can we get behind the shadow to find the real thing? Or are we going to stay deluded by the shadow that stands in front of us? What are we going to do? It reminds me of the Plato story of the people in the cave. They saw the people walking up above, and they were shadowed against a large wall up above, and they were just normally walking back and forth, but their shadow looked grotesque because it was so great. Now, that's the reputation. The real thing, the character, stands firm and alone and untouched. And that's what all of this is all about. So let's, with Abraham Lincoln, recognize and follow this. Character is like a tree, and reputation is like a shadow. We want to know the tree and forget the shadow. Because the shadow may just be that we have taken candy from a baby, and the character is that we teach candy is bad for baby's teeth, and we don't want to start on candy early in life, so we take it away. Huh? Didn't think of that, did you? Sure you did. Well, let's all take our character and add to it and bless it and watch it grow day by day as we become more reputable, more characterized, and more wonderful. Have a good day. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.